something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeart Radio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed, New Year's edition.
Happy New Year's.
Wow.
And if you're in Brazil or speak Portuguese, Feliz Ano Novo. I'm Brazilian now.
Wow. Happy New Year's, Kevin.
Happy New Year, Jenna.
We are almost there. We are almost out of 2023 and we are in 2024. Okay. Well, first of all, Happy New Year, everyone. We're excited that you're here with us. If you're listening in 2023, or Happy New Year to you if you're listening to this in 2024, you guys are the best. And we are so grateful for you every week, joining us, tuning in, writing in. We're just very grateful.
This will technically be our third calendar year that we've been doing the show. We started in late 2022. We did all of 2023, and now 2024, we're continuing this train. Thanks to all of you who listen every single week, multiple times a week. Tell your friends, tell your fam, you know.
Let us know what you want to hear from us next year, who anybody else you want to hear on the podcast, anybody from guests, really fans, music guests.
In addition to you wanting Diana.
We know. We've heard you. Kevin.
Yes.
Are you excited for 2024? How do you feel about leaving 2023?
I feel great about leaving 2023.
Agreed.
Was not my favorite.
No.
I was sick a lot.
Mm.
If you follow me on like Twitter or anything, you know I'm always complaining about being sick. I think in 2024 I will have to have a couple procedures to hopefully prevent me from getting so sick. This much, it was just really like debilitating, and I felt defeated for a lot of the year because you're like, I can't function because I either have a sinus infection or strep throat.
You're like, guess who has strep again?
Yeah, and when you have things with your sinuses, it messes with your concentration and with your head, and everything is just, you feel like your head's going to burst. So it's hard to be motivated and do a lot when you're that sick, you know?
Can't even imagine. I have deep empathy for you.
And I'm over it.
Really, yeah.
So here's the 2024. It. Are you excited for 2024?
Can't wait to get the hell out of 2023. It was a really hard year. It was a really hard year. Like, the universe was testing me this year. Testing. Mm-hmm. We had really great times, obviously, like Emma's here. So everything is, she's happy, she's healthy, we're happy, we're healthy. But David had knee surgery at the beginning of 2023. Like, January 4th, his knee went down and he was out of commission for months. And then my family had some health issues and things like that that are hopefully going to clear up in 2024. And then we lost Bear this year. It's just been a really weird year for us. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hoping that 2024 is a, a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't have crazy high expectations. I'm just like, okay, enough of that. Let's just, I don't know, get through it. I don't want to be disappointed. Or I think maybe I'm just expecting it to be a little rougher. So maybe my expectations, you know, will not be, I won't be let down this time.
Yeah, no.
Because I was very excited for 2023. I felt the same way.
Exactly. I feel the same.
I felt naive, bamboozled.
Did you have any, well, I know you read a lot of books. How many books did you read in 2023?
30.
Kevin.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I don't have a child.
30 books?
I have, you know, I was sick a lot. What else am I going to do?
Even if I didn't have a kid, I wouldn't read 30 books. So that's an accomplishment. Wow.
But there's a lot of great like book influencers I follow that read over 100.
I will say I got back into reading in the second half of the year. I still didn't read. I think maybe I read 3 books, but I really like YA thrillers or thrillers. And like, I found a couple of really great books and now I feel like I'm finding a lot. And like Reese's Book Club also is really great about categorizing different books. And so I have this little list in my Amazon cart right now. So I'm excited to get back into reading as well. But that's amazing.
You need to read Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. That one's great.
I know.
You got
my
it.
List.
I have it. I still got to give it back to you.
I know. Well, you did give it back to me and then I forgot it. And so you got to give it back to me again.
Yes.
I'm excited for it though.
Demon Copperhead was a great book. Crying in H Mart was incredible.
Oh,
have you read it, Jenna?
No, not yet.
It's just going to make you want to eat and cry.
My two favorite things.
Oh, the way she talks about food. Yes, I know.
Oh.
I listened to that one. I started listening to audiobooks this year for the first time. And so a handful of these are audiobooks. And I realized the thing that makes me most motivated to go to the gym is an audiobook. I'm sure some people are listening to all this music that gets them like super hyped up. But an audiobook gets me going. And so there I was.
That's so interesting.
Not crying in H Mart, crying in the gym. Listening to Crying in H Mart.
I did the same thing with Fault in Our Stars back in the day. Oh, I read it on the elliptical and finished the book on an elliptical. No. Had to stop.
No, Jenna.
Had to stop. I get it, though. I'm a podcast listener. I'm a big podcast listener. Yeah. Anywhere I go in the car, I'm not listening to music. I'm listening to podcasts. So
fair.
I get it.
If you need book recs, I'm always here. I read them so you don't have to. Because there's a couple that I read that was like, nope.
Will you stop? Will you finish it? Or will you stop?
I'll finish it.
Wow.
Like, for example, there was one I read this year that won the Pulitzer a couple years ago. Oh. And so I was like, okay. And it was not good. Mm. I'm very confused. But I also tried to read some classics this year because I'm really bad at it.
I couldn't tell you.
And like things that won like awards, I try to read as well to see if, you know, Trust was very good. That one this year, In Memoriam, was very good.
Well, this turned into the New Year's book podcast.
That's all I want. I can talk about books for hours. Literally, I've gone on so many trips and made friends talking about books. So, I love it.
I hate this question. Do you have resolutions?
I don't ever, but you know what? I might this year.
What?
In terms of not necessarily a resolution, but maybe my resolution is to set goals for myself.
Oh, that's good.
Or like timelines.
I get that.
I don't really do that. And like, we're creative and we just let things flow. I think I need a little structure. So
a lot of artists do. I get it.
And so I think maybe for me, I will try to set some goals this year.
Huh.
I don't know if resolution is the right word, but.
I know. I don't like that. It's a goal, right? We're setting goals for our year.
Yeah.
Or our vision board.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Do you have like a theme for your year?
Give me an example.
Okay, so like last year it was like, for me it was like consistency.
I think my theme for this year,
it could be structure, right?
I think it is structure. I think the other thing is that I've learned this year, maybe we talk about lessons we've learned this year, this past year, I traveled a lot. And I think because there was a strike, so I was, you know, taking it as a reason to travel a bunch. But whenever I do that, so there's this famous DJ who lives on my street, and we ran into each other on the street and had this whole conversation randomly about when you want to, especially I think if you're a creative person and like buckle down and like get whatever's in your head out and make it happen, you sometimes you got to commit to like staying home and just doing it. For some type, some people don't need that. And every time I go travel somewhere and then come back, it's like I have to take another couple days to reset and then get in that. And then you're home for 3 days and then leave again. So you never get to a rhythm. So I think I'm going to try to stay put a lot more this year and focus on the things I want to make happen as opposed to the experiences that I wanted to make happen.
That's good. You did it in 2023.
I've traveled a lot, so it's okay.
Last year was like a lot of no, like saying no more. Mm-hmm. I'm being really mindful of like saying yes to events and things to go to. And because I think in 2022, it was like I wanted to do a lot before the baby came. Mm-hmm. And then like I said yes to a lot and like we were renovating the house and like things just got to be too much. And then last year was like saying no more and I said a lot of no. And then like, I'm just trying to now find a balance. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's balance. I don't know. That doesn't quite feel right either, but I'll figure it out.
It's all right. It doesn't have to be tonight. You know, you can, the work can start at any point during the year.
Yeah. I'll get it. Are you ever home for New Year's?
I try not to be. I think America has, I think we go really gung-ho for Christmas. And then I don't think we really have a New Year's tradition. Like New York has a New Year's tradition.
Right, Times Square.
But I don't think the rest of the U.S. does where, and I've talked about this before, where like the one holiday tradition I've formed as an adult was going to Brazil every year. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't happened in a while. And this year it's happening.
So you're in Brazil?
Yeah. And so
very exciting.
I like that they have their traditions. And I get to participate, someone who's not from there, but in somebody else's tradition. And I've met the nicest people ever in Brazil, and they're so welcoming. And it feels nice to see how another country does that. And they do Christmas differently than we do, too, where I think it's a much bigger, more commercial thing here. But I also know a lot of friends who go to other places in the world, and they also have really specific and interesting traditions for New Year's. So I think it's just a thing that the U.S. doesn't really do, and it seems like a good opportunity to like go somewhere else?
I'm all about, okay, I've never been about traditions. I've never been very traditional. But this year, obviously, with like Christmas and Hanukkah and all of these things for them, I've started to create new traditions, right? So the one U.S. tradition that I find interesting, because the rest are just crap to me. we're more important in your 20s. You're getting your kiss. You're doing a champagne toast. You're, you know, watching the ball drop.
But, yes.
The 12 grapes is a tradition that I found that actually like transcends multiple cultures, right? And in the U.S., you use 12 grapes for signifying one grape for each month of the year as like a cocktail or New Year's Eve like garnish or something. And I don't even know actually where that came from. But I like just like the idea of doing something fun. So yeah. I think I'll do the grape tradition this year and eat 12 grapes.
Yeah, you should. I think like in Brazil, we jump over every year seven waves and like shout out like a word that you want to like health, wealth, happiness, love, whatever you want it to be, or like an intention or something as you like jump over each wave as you're all in like white clothing. We all hold each other's hands and do it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so I looked it up. It's to ensure good luck. I don't know that there's more to it than that, but...
I also think that's... But it's whatever you put behind it, isn't it? Like, it's...
I did a really fun tradition on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's like flying wish paper. So it's an ancient Chinese tradition. And basically, it's these wish papers. They're really thin. It's like a really thin piece of paper. And you write... three things you wish for on them. And then you roll it up into like a little like ball, like kind of tube, and you set it down and then you light it on fire. And then at like halfway down, it burns. It flies into the air. It shoots into the air and then it floats down and burns. And we did it this year. Oh. Emma did one and we each did one and we went around the table and wrote down our little wishes. And I thought that was really fun. So if you guys are looking for some new traditions for New Year's or for whatever, you can do this around a great dinner table. It's really fun to do.
And be safe with fire.
But Emma kept seeing it and she doesn't have a lot of words yet, but she would say, wow, every time it went up in the air. Oh. It was just so great. It was really, really great.
That's so cute. So,
yeah.
My contribution, like yours is so, that's sweet. My contribution to... I don't know why I still get invited back to this house for New Year's, was after midnight, we were on like the beach looking at the fireworks go off. We, when people have had a little bit to drink, this was like years ago, like a decade ago, where I used to then round the younger people, like, let's go skinny dipping in the ocean. And so that's now part of the tradition.
Fun.
Where like every year at some point later on in the night, people like you're not going deep, you're going very shallow in the water and you're with a bunch of people and it's very dark. And like parents started joining, which is hilarious.
That's so funny. Wow. Well, I mean,
and the kids were horrified.
It was,
yeah.
That's very insane.
It was great. But obviously that's my contribution to the, well, I guess the U.S. does fireworks. Everywhere it is fireworks. Yes.
And there's like a countdown of sorts. Like we did, we were in Portugal. We were in Porto for New Year's a couple of years ago, pre-pandemic. And there's like a square in Porto and like hundreds of people come and gather, kind of like a Times Square vibe. But it was really cool to see like a wholly, totally different culture and country to be doing something similar that felt like communal. We were like, because we really didn't have a lot of New Year's plans. We knew that they celebrate, you know, everybody celebrates it, but like, you know, what we were going to do. So we went to a really nice dinner and then we were like, we could just walk around and find a bar or something. And no, it was crazy. The hotel was like, you want to book something because it's really wild. It's like going to New York City being like, I don't know, we'll find something, you know?
Right.
But it was really, really cool to see and to witness.
Yeah, I think it's really special to be able to participate in other people's celebrations like that.
Why do I keep calling it Thanksgiving? Yeah. I really have no brain left. You know, the holidays really took it out of me this year. I did everything. I did it all.
You really did.
We did it all.
I also think there's some sort of similarity between, like, when you're going into, I think it's with the whole resolution thing. Like, when you reflect on the year, you're thankful for, you know, the things that have X, Y, and Z for your year and looking forward right. to what's coming. And so I feel like while you're making resolutions, it's also a good time of thanks, which I think is similar to Thanksgiving.
Great part of, I think. Yeah.
I'm thankful for you, Jenna.
Oh, I'm thankful for you, Kevin. We're thankful for all of you guys. Thank you for joining us. And happy, happy new year. Have a safe and healthy new year. And we will see you in 2024. Can you believe it?
Jenna, before, do you remember I used to sneak off to Brazil for New Year's and then I would land in LA?
The night or morning of, right?
The yeah. morning of. And go straight to the set to be there by like Hope 7 a.m.
Hope he makes it on time.
And I'd be like peeling and sunburn and have a beard. And then would sit down in the hair and makeup trailer. And they would have to just like carve a new person out.
That's usually what happens after.
Well, now we're doing a podcast and we don't have to worry about that schedule.
Oh. Well, enjoy the rest of your Brazil trip, Kevin.
Thank you. Enjoy your New Year's, everyone. Yes. Making new traditions, eat your grapes.
And that's what you really missed.
See you next year.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Missed Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.